Tom Adams and The Last Resort here on Near Rocks, When Forever Ends Up Never Again. The name of the track. Before that, you heard from Brent Kirby and His Luck, Our Town, and started off the set with the Thor Platter Band and Ransom River. You're tuned to Near Rocks. We play the best music from Northeast Ohio from now until 10 o'clock. And joining us in studio right now, we've got Tom Adams and His Last Resort.
Hey, guys.
Hey, how you doing?
Welcome to the studio.
Thank you.
Thank you for being in.
Our pleasure.
So I'm gonna get this started really quickly. First off, introduce yourselves.
My name is Tom Adams. I play rhythm guitar. I write the words and I try to sing. This
John Scully, play drums and percussion.
I'm Sandy Woodthorpe. I play bass. I'm not half the writer Tom is, so I've got this 15-pound log around me.
And I'm Goggles Paisano on harmonica.
All right. Now this is a question for the rest of the band. The name of the group is Tom Adams and The Last Resort. How does it feel to be His Last Resort?
left behind a little bit. Yeah.
I'm just glad it's not a stupid name.
All right, now we need to hear from Tom. How do you feel about making them your last resort?
They're the best last resort a fella could possibly
there
have. I'll tell
go.
You that.
There you
well,
go.
Well done, sir.
Thank you. Thank you very much.
It's like you've done this before.
So, what's behind the name?
Well, to be honest, my other bass player, Mike Pella, who plays on the album, he couldn't be here tonight. He came up with the name, and I Googled it and didn't notice anybody else was using it. And I kind of like it because it rhymes a little with Adams, Tom Adams, and the last resort, you know. And it just seemed to fit. And I've been trying a lot of ways to kind of make a name for myself in poetry, then with a spoken word, music combo. And this was literally my last resort, you know, to get this band together.
All right. So it's not the band that's the last resort.
No, not at all. Okay. Absolutely. No, the project, as it were, is the last resort.
Well, of course, you have a wonderful band with you. And you guys are here because you're going to be playing this Friday at the Happy Dog, the original Happy Dog. What time does the show start on Friday?
The show starts at 9 o'clock.
And who else do you have playing with you?
We will have Howard Mitzenmacher, who produced the CD and played lead guitar on the album. We'll have Mike Pella, and also Sandy will be joining on a few songs on bass and a couple of songs on rhythm guitar as well. And then, of course, we have Goggles and John.
Awesome. And you have who'd opening, or who else is playing with you?
Oh, Saul Glenn is opening the show, and we'll probably be going on closer to 10.
Very cool. Very cool. Well, we were talking off the air, Mr. Adams. You were more into poetry years ago, and that's kind of how did this whole thing transpire, going from poetry and then coming into the whole music?
It's been a natural progression. I started writing poetry in 89. I wanted to write music, but I didn't know how to play any instruments. And at the time, I didn't know any musicians. I don't think Goggles had taken up harmonica at the time, although I've known him for 30-something years. We were drinking buddies for many decades before we ever even considered playing together. So for about 10 years, I was a poet. And then I started working with Richard Hearn in the project Trenchcoat Manifesto, where we originally started with the idea of taking my poetry and putting music to it, and quickly abandoned that to start writing for each other. You know, so I started writing different things, and in my opinion, it was some of the best poetry I ever did. It was very inspirational. We spent a lot of time working on it, about 5 or 6 years. Then about 2000 or so, bought myself a guitar at the tender age of 40 something, and bought a CD-ROM and learned how to play it in the back of my car at lunch. And over time, I just started to morph gradually into writing songs as opposed to poetry for music.
So I need to stop you right there real quick. What did people at work think when you were in the back of your car?
They thought I was nuts.
Okay. They had to say something to you, like, what is this guy doing?
They thought I was absolutely insane. People would drive in and say, what's he doing in there? And to quote Tom Waits, what's he doing in there? And everybody thought I was wasting my time, and maybe they're right, but I've been having a lot of fun with it.
Now, so. Did you actually have time to eat lunch, or you just played guitar? And that
no,
was it?
I ate at my desk all day, which pissed upset my boss to no end, but I didn't care. I was on a mission.
All right, I just had to ask that. Go on. I'm sorry. I had to ask that.
Oh, no, that's all right.
Yeah. Oh, that was it?
Yeah, that was it.
Oh, okay. I thought you had more. Okay, sorry. My fault.
I always seem like I have more than I have. That's probably my secret.
So going from the poetry to writing for music, how has that differed for you?
It's different in the sense that poetry and lyrics are quite different. There's a lot more structure involved in lyrics, which is kind of weird because when I started writing poetry, it was very structured, and then I just learned gradually to free up the form, and really that freed me up a lot. So I had to really kind of reconfine myself to that rhythm, rhyme, you know. But I think that the fact of my poetry really informed what I started doing with the lyrics, because I it's probably the number one most important thing to me is that the lyrics be strong and be evocative and imagistic.
That's a great word.
Thank you.
Imagistic.
I was practicing it today.
That might be that might win the show.
I'm putting that in my. I'm writing that down. Hold on. I'm going to check to make sure it's
right.
Well, you've all got instruments in hand.
Yes.
You want to play something for us?
Sure, we'd love to.
What are you going to play for us first?
We're going to play a little ditty called "I Could Be the Last."
We've got Tom Adams and the Last Resort live on Neo Rocks. Go ahead and take it away. In the Last Resort here on Neo Rocks. I Could Be the Last, the name of that track.
That, I told you off the air, that's my favorite song off the album.
Great, I'm glad you like it. It's one of my favorites as well.
It's so happy.
Mm-hmm.
No, I mean like happy, you know, it's like the music bouncy. It's bouncy. I was bouncing in my car earlier today listening to
it. Of course, Tom Adams in the Last Resort, they will be playing at the Happy Dog West Friday night. Show gets started 8 or 9 o'clock?
9 o'clock is when the show starts.
Show gets started. Who's playing with you?
Saul. Oh, gee.
Glennon.
Saul Glennon. Thank you. I'm pulling a brain.
and of course, happening, show getting kicked off at 9 o'clock. CD release show, right?
That's correct.
And name of the CD, Tumbling Down the Hole?
Tumbling Down the Hole.
And I don't remember seeing a track name with Tumbling Down the Hole.
It actually is. It's track number 8, I believe.
I apologize for that.
That's a
Where's it coming? Where's that?
Well, I was listening to I was actually on YouTube checking out some Tom Waits videos, and there was a video of him in like a barn stomping his foot on a piece of wood and just singing, and like some like gospel type song. And I was talking to someone telling him about it, and I was kind of making up words to describe what he was doing. And and I said, you know, those are actually pretty good lyrics, you know, if I do say so myself, and maybe I should write that out. And, you know, just anyone who's experienced the downward spiral, as I have, you know, it just kind of was easy to write.
So with the way you started that with YouTube, I thought you were about to say you stumbled down the YouTube hole, and five hours later you're listening to some other random band.
That's all kind of what it was, actually, to be honest.
That's funny. That's the way it always goes. Well, one of the things I was interested in reading your bio and hearing again that you came from that poetry background, and that was, you know, not totally untraditional, but kind of untraditional,
yeah,
you know, for a path for you to take. So everybody has a voice. You know, when you pick up your guitar, you start singing, you don't always sing in the voice that you talk in, you know? It's different. So how did you find your voice coming from that background, entering music a little bit, you know, a little bit later? How did you find literally your voice? Where did that come from?
Well, it took quite a while. For a long time, I had a tendency, you know, Tom Waits is my personal hero. And when I first got into him in the late 80s, I used to say to myself, gee, if I could be one-tenth as good as Tom Waits, I'd be happy. And I'm happy to tell you that I've achieved my goal. I am one-tenth as good as Tom Waits. But when I started to sing, or, you know, because I only spoke, I kind of mimicked his voice. And on a couple of the songs on the album, you will see evidence of that. When we were working on the Trenchcoat album, Richard, who produced it, really worked to keep me down from that and just kind of speak in a generally regular voice. But over time, I just kind of figured it out, you know, just organically. A lot of the songs started out with very different vocal styles than they ended up having. And I don't really know exactly when that happened. It just started to come naturally, and I just, it took me a long time, but I did find my own voice.
Did Tom Waits stop drinking?
I'm not sure on that. Sometimes I hear that he did, and then other times I get reports that he was seen drunk down at the Literary or something.
I'm like one of these guys who's, Eric's looking at me like I'm crazy. No, he was known as a huge, correct me if I'm wrong, but he was a huge drinker. And yeah, I don't know. I've heard different things, so I wanted to ask somebody who admires him. So
yes, I've tried to mimic him also in the extensive drinking and then the reformation of that extensive drinking. So
I wasn't trying to call you out on the air. I swear, I just, you know.
Well, you know, it's a well-known secret. So
no, just a
time. I've been seen wobbling in my bar stool at many a gig.
Hey, we're all guilty of that, right?
Well, Tom Adams and The Last Resort playing live this weekend at the Happy Dog West. Why don't we hear something else?
Sure.
What else you got for us?
Why don't you play the title track? That's track number 8.
All right. We've got that coming up. And this is Tumbling Down the Hole right now on NeoRex.
Tumbling down the hole. When your nightmares are never ending and despair is taking hold, when there's nothing left worth defending, you keep on tumbling down the hole. You keep on tumbling. Keep on tumbling down the hole. you keep on tumbling down the hole. When you can hear the bloodhounds baying as they chase you through the snow, when you know there's no use praying, you keep on tumbling down the hole. When the icy hand of death has found still be tumbling down the hole. You'll 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 still be
Tom Adams in The Last Resort, Tumbling Down the Hole, the title track off of his CD that they will be releasing this weekend at the Happy Dog West. Give us the details of the show again.
That's going to be at, as you said, the Happy Dog West. Show starts at 9 o'clock. We'll be playing with Saul Glennon, who will be opening the show, and then we'll be on after that, playing the whole album from beginning to end, and we may do a little tribute to David Bowie while we're at it.
Cool.
Yeah.
Nice.
Friday night.
Oh, what did I say?
You didn't say it.
Oh, I'm sorry. It's Friday.
Friday night.
No, Friday night. Thank you, Goggles.
So where can people go to find out more information about you guys?
Right now, we have a Facebook page, Tom Adams and the Last Resort. We also have a YouTube page, and we are in the process of setting up an actual bona fide website. Probably have that up in a few days.
Very cool.
That's always a pain, isn't it?
Yes.
It's setting up the website.
Yes.
It seems like everybody's doing that last these days, which I totally understand.
But. Yeah, it seems we get so dependent on the social media, we forget, you know, there's these things called websites that might be useful, you know.
They're going to be part of the past pretty soon.
Yes.
Well, thank you very much for being in studio
with
us. I think you guys have one more track you want to play live?
We sure do. We'd like to do a little song called When the Rapture Comes.
We've got Tom Adams in The Last Resort live on NeoRx.
When the rapture comes, I'm gonna be laughing. I'm gonna ground stops cracking. I'm gonna ride that river of fire to the place that I desire. I just hope my soul is sufficiently blackened. Yeah. When the rapture comes, I'm gonna be so excited. Well, I just can't wait to get started on my new assignment. I'm gonna do my very best to leave everyone impressed as I tell them, come on in, you're all invited. When the rapture comes, I'm gonna be running to get in front of the line. It's gonna be just like Christmas morning for